This is Colorful.
Okay, I had to hang out in Central America. Never been to Central America before. And with me now is Maria Amalia Ravello. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing the name correctly. And she is a marketing director for Costa Rica. How are you doing, Maria?
Fine, thank you. Very happy. I think I've been a successful and very optimistic show.
Well, this is the first time I've actually been to the World Travel Market. It's just awesome for me. It really is. Now, we are in Costa Rica. I'm loving all this, the impression that we are in the rainforest. And I'm glad that you guys have actually done your stand like this to remind us that you do have fantastic nature reserves.
Yes, Central America has fantastic biodiversity. It's one of the areas in the world that has biggest biodiversity. So, I mean, you find like beautiful from the two oceans on the Caribbean and the Pacific Ocean, and a very then narrow strip between the two oceans where you will find like beautiful volcanoes, rainforests, hot water springs. I mean, there is so much to do, and that it's a great region with a lot of diversity.
Tell us what we can expect if we were to visit Costa Rica.
If you visit Costa Rica, you will find a phenomenal diversity. I mean, you can be in San Jose, that is the capital city of Costa Rica, and you can go in 1 hour, you will be on the Pacific coast. Or if you're in San Jose, in the central town, you will be in 2 hours in the Atlantic coast. So it's a very narrow country. It has the tallest mountains in all Central America. We do have a lot of active volcanoes where you can arrive just to see the crater of the volcano. We have 3 or 4 of those. Plus the Arenal volcano that you can see the land going down the hill of the volcano. It's a beautiful volcano. There you have great water, hot springs. There you can do a lot of adventure, and in the afternoon you can go and relax on these hot springs. On our Atlantic coast, on the North Atlantic of Costa Rica, you will find Tortuguero, where you have all these different water canals with a lot of diversity. You can see arrive to beaches where turtles are nesting. And if you come on the right season of the year, you will see the little turtles being born and walk to the sea. Then we have our Pacific, dry Pacific in the north, where we have another airport, and we have had a tremendous growth of hotels and activities in the North Pacific of Costa Rica. You have the Central Pacific that is a little bit more humid, and then the South Pacific where we have great small hotels with a great service. So, I mean, there is so much to do in our country, from the very soft adventure to the lot of adrenaline.
Now, when you mentioned active volcanoes, that seems to me like a lot of adrenaline. Should we be frightened of these volcanoes?
Not really. I mean, because they have been active for so long. You just arrive there, see them, and see the crater having some gases out of the crater. Or the other one that is the real one that you see more activity is the Arenal. But that one you see from a little bit a distance, many kilometers of distance, but you can see the lava flowing out of the crater.
And when's the best time to visit Costa Rica?
I think all year is great. Our dry season goes from November to May, and our rainy season in the other 6 months of the year. But mornings in the rainy seasons are beautiful. It rains so hard, everything, even the air cleared up, and you have beautiful mornings with a lot of sunlight. And, of course, in the dry season, you will have almost no rain. So you can visit the country at any time because in the rainy season now we call it the green season because the country is so green and beautiful.
So green and lush. So for our listeners who want to go to Costa Rica, all they need to do is go to all the www.visitcostarica.com. Maria Ravello, thank you so much for joining us.
You're
on Colorful.
Very welcome. Thank you very much.
This is Colorful.